Chapter 15. The Bell Curve, That Great Intellectual Fraud. Forget everything you heard in college statistics or probability theory. If you never took such a class, even better. Let's start from the very beginning. The Gaussian and the Mandelbrotian. I was transiting through the Frankfurt airport in December 2001 on my way from Oslo to Zurich. I'd time to kill at the airport, and it was a great opportunity for me to buy dark European chocolate, especially since I've managed to successfully convince myself that airport calories don't count. The cashier handed me, among other things, a 10 Deutschmark bill. The Deutschmark banknotes were going to be put out of circulation in a matter of days, since Europe was switching to the euro. I kept it as a valedictory. Before the arrival of the euro, Europe had plenty of national currencies, which was good for printers, money changers, and of course, currency traders like this more or less humble author. As I was eating my dark European chocolate and wistfully looking at the bill, I almost choked. I suddenly noticed for the first time that there was something curious about it. The bill bore the portrait of Carl Friedrich Gauss and a picture of his Gaussian bell curve. The striking irony here is that the last possible object that can be linked to the German currency is precisely such a curve. The Reichsmark, as the currency was previously called, went from 4 per dollar to 4 trillion per dollar in the space of a few years during the 1920s, an outcome that tells you that the bell curve is meaningless as a description of the randomness in currency fluctuations. All you need to reject the bell curve is for such a movement to occur once, and only once. Just consider the consequences. Yet, there was the bell curve, and next to it Herr Professor Dr. Gauss, unprepossessing, a little stern, certainly not someone I'd want to spend time with lounging on a terrace, drinking pastis, and holding a conversation without a subject. Shockingly, the bell curve is used as a risk measurement tool by those regulators and central bankers who wear dark suits and talk in a boring way about currencies. The increase in the decrease. The main point of the Gaussian, as I've said, is that most observations hover around the mediocre, the average. The odds of a deviation decline faster and faster exponentially as you move away from the average. If you must have only one single piece of information, this is the one. The dramatic increase in the speed of decline in the odds as you move away from the center or the average. The following provides an illustration of this. I'm taking an example of a Gaussian quantity, such as height, and simplifying it a bit to make it more illustrative. Assume that the average height, men and women, is 1.67 meters, or 5 feet 7 inches.